And welcome back to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm Randall White in for Beth Ruyak. Today, the California Department of Water Resources is conducting the third Phillips Station snow survey of the season. We should mention California's drought outlook is getting worse based on a survey that came out today. During today's snow check, DWR staff will measure water content in the snowpack, which is a key indicator for the state's water supply. To learn more about this, Chris Orrick is joining us from the site of the survey, and he's the information officer for the California Department of Water Resources. Good to talk with you, Chris.
Good morning, Randall. How are you?
Good, thank you. So tell us a little bit about today's, what you're doing up there at Phillips Station. This has been going on for, 90 plus years?
Right. We've been coming up regularly to Phillips Station since 1941 and surveying the course up here. This is just one of 260 manual snow surveys that we do every month with our partner agencies. And combine that with our about 100 electronic snow pillars, which are at the higher elevation. Those give us a good understanding of what the snowpack is doing. The snowpack is about 30% of our fresh water supply in California. So it's really important for us to know how much water is in the snow, and snow is made up of air and water. So we want to know if, theoretically, the whole snowpack melted today, how much water would that put into our reservoirs and streams?
And during the peak of the drought, I don't know if it was this particular survey, I think it might have been, there was nothing on the ground at all. Governor Brown was there.
Right, that was actually April of 2015 when Governor Brown came up here to Phillips Station, and it was a dirt field.
Yeah. So this one today will take place after a couple of months here in Northern California or Central California, where we haven't seen any precipitation. It could go down on record as the first time that that's happened.
Correct. Our water year starts October 1st and it started out kind of dry, but then the end of November and December was actually one of the best Decembers as far as precipitation in recent history. It was the best December since 2010. Came in about 126% of average. But then after the first week of January, we have been very dry up here. In fact, it looks like we will have zero measurable precipitation for the month of February, which would be the first time ever that we've seen that. But, we were looking at some stats yesterday and looking at the difference between the top 10 driest Februaries versus the top 10 wettest Februaries and how those related. And there's really no pattern. About five of the Marches after the driest Februaries were dry as well. But then the other five were above average as far as precipitation. It just goes to show how variable climate is in California. And it's not just year to year where we might see a wet year followed by a dry year. It's month to month.
Yeah, we hear the term Miracle March batted around a lot. And based on what you just said, we have about a 50% chance of that happening.
Yeah, the true Miracle March was in 1991, where we received about 27 inches of precipitation in the month of March alone. I like to relate back to what we had in 2018, which is very similar to this year. 2018, we had a very dry start to the year in January and February, and then March came in really good, not to the historical levels of the 91 March, but brought us some good storms. And just remember, California is really dependent on those atmospheric rivers, what we used to call pineapple expresses. Those are the water-laden rivers in the sky that come and can put a lot of water on the ground in a short period of time. What happens, however, is this high-pressure system that likes to sit off the coast of California in the Pacific Ocean, and it's been pushing those south and north. If you look at areas in northern Oregon and in Washington State, they've been drenched since the first of the year because all those atmospheric rivers that hit California last year, and we had over 40 atmospheric rivers last year, they're all going up to Washington and Oregon.
They're all getting pushed north.
Right.
And so you're standing there right now. What do you see? Like, because you've gone up to this many times. How dire does it look?
There's still snow on the ground up here. I'm looking out at the field. It's probably not going to be as deep as it was last month because we have not received any new snow. But the water content is very similar to the way it was last month. It's just gotten more dense. So less air, more water density in the snow. There's definitely less snow on the ground than there was last month.
And this is just these manual surveys that you do are combined with electronic surveys. And then there's also a flyover method. If I remember, our environment reporter, Ezra David Romero, actually went up with one of the aircraft to how they get a really good idea of how much water is in the snowpack. Why still do the manual method?
Well, the manual method is our backbone. It allows us to go and look historically from month to month and year to year how this snowpack is performing. We could come and look at our past records from any time since 1941. So say the March of 1972 and compare it to what we are seeing today for our March snow survey of 2020. And that helps us record different things, especially how climate change is affecting the snowpack, how the snowpack is moving higher, the snow line is to higher elevations. But more importantly, these give us snapshots at different areas across the state to know how much water is in that snow so that our water managers can better prepare for that eventual runoff and how they're going to use that water and how much water they have to use. So if you look at last year, where we had that fifth best snowpack in California history, it was a very cold snowpack that actually lasted into July. Mm. So it slowly ran off, and they were able to capture more of that water because we knew how much was up here in our reservoirs. And our historic reservoirs now are at or near their average for this time of year. Actually, we're at 104% of storage in the state of California in our biggest reservoirs, actually 154 of our reservoirs. So we're doing well because that snowpack, we knew how much water, we knew how much we could collect in those reservoirs as it ran off. That's what these manual snow surveys tell us, is these various places across the state, how much water is going to be running into the reservoirs that are downstream from the snowpack.
So last year is still helping us out currently. We're speaking with Chris Orok. He's the spokesperson for the California Department of Water Resources. And Chris, I don't know if you saw it, but this morning's drought survey that comes out from the Drought Monitor shows about 25%, about a quarter of the state is now in moderate drought. That's up from about 10% just last week. And I know that the scientists who put together that outlook base it on several things, the snowpack included, also the reservoirs, like you pointed out, groundwater supplies and that sort of thing. You describe California's water situation as like a three-legged stool. Help us understand that.
Right. So going back to the U.S. Drought Monitor, one of the major factors they look at is cattle grazing land. It's a product out of the University of Nebraska. So it doesn't fully reflect of the diversity of California, what we look at. That three-legged stool storage, we have our reservoirs, our above-ground storage, which are mainly fed by rain and runoff into those reservoirs. We have our snowpack, which is 30% of our freshwater needs. It's that frozen reservoir. So as it accumulates up here in the snowpack during these and then hopefully slowly melts on and replenishes what is used in those reservoirs, but also it's replenishing those underground aquifers. So our groundwater in California is that other leg of the stool. It's about 30% of our groundwater usage, but that was greatly depleted during that historic drought from 2011 to 2016. That's why the state passed the Sustained Groundwater Management Act of 2015 to help better manage these underground aquifers so we don't have to worry about them being over-depleted again.
Do we have a good sense of how much water is down there, whether they've been recharged to any degree since the peak of the drought? I know that at times over the past decade, we saw subsidence in the Central Valley where the ground literally sank because the water beneath it had been drained to such a point that the elevation of different cities and stuff actually dropped.
Right, and that was a major reason for the SGMA Act of helping these local entities better manage those aquifers so that those doesn't happen in the future. Groundwater is going to take a lot longer to replenish than, say, a reservoir. you know, reservoir, I remember in 2016, there were some places in the Central Valley, specifically like New Malonis Reservoir, that was down to like 2 to 3%, maybe 5% of storage. You could see the bottom of the lake just about anywhere you went. But 2017 came in as one of the wettest years on record and replenished that reservoir in 1 year. That's not the same with groundwater. Groundwater, and that's another thing that the snowpack does, is it, as it melts, it percolates into our aquifers and helps replenish those. But that's going to take a lot longer to replenish than, say, a single reservoir.
There's a reservoir in the Bay Area that will be completely drained because the earthen dam that supports it currently is not earthquake safe. And so it will be drained by October. How big of a hit is that to the system?
Well, we'll still be able to make our deliveries to our state water contractors through the State Water Project. And our Division Safety of Dams is working closely with the dam owner to help them move along with the mitigation they need to repair their facility.
So DWR controls a lot of California's water, but not all of it. There are other systems in place, right? Like Folsom, for instance, is not part of DWR. And I'm not sure on Shasta. I know Lake Oroville is part of DWR. Help us understand how all that works together.
So Folsom and Shasta are part of the federal government Central Valley Water Project. We work in conjunction with them as the water comes down through the system. But there are different facilities across the state that are owned by the federal government, either the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers or the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation, to deliver water. And you know, through the State Water Project, which I'm familiar with and we work with, we have our contractors that have water rights, and there are specified a certain amount of water, and we look and see how much water is available. And then that we have here in our State Water Project will decide of that amount that's allowed, this is how much we have available to give you. And that's what our allocations are. And every month they look at seeing how much water is available. They use the data that we collect during these snow surveys to forecast the water that's available, the water that's in the reservoirs, and they'll allocate a certain amount to those water contractors.
Is it too early to ask people to start taking drought-like measures?
No, not at all. In fact, we've been talking the last 3 or 4 years, even when it was very wet, that we know in California that we have a history of droughts. The droughts are coming more and more common, and they're being longer and longer in duration. And so even in the wet years, conservation needs to be a way of life. And, you know, people in California really stepped up after the last drought and reduced their water consumption. And it's just doing those small things like turning off your faucet when you're brushing your teeth, or only running the dishwasher when it's full, maybe only watering your lawn, you know, 2 or 3 times a week instead of twice a day. Making those little habit adjustments when it's wet out and we have water in our storage will pay big dividends and won't be as big of an impact, because there'll be already a habit that's formed when that next drought comes, because it's going to come eventually. We don't know when, but it will be here.
Best case scenario is we have another Miracle March and the snowpack gets replenished and the resorts are happy and all is good. Worst case scenario, what are we looking at if we head into the summer without any more significant storms passing over the area?
Well, once again, we're at 104% of storage in our 154 major reservoirs in the state. So we're above average for the storage. 1 or 2 dry months, even a dry year, it's of concern. It's not something that we have to take immediate measures on. That's why we want to say, even when we have this water, making conservation a way of life now is important for all Californians. Now, if we go into 2 or 3 years that it's dry conditions, if our snowpack does not replenish, then, yeah, we need to look at, you know, what other conservation measures are out there that we need to take.
The The reservoir in Santa Clara County that is being drained, I heard an expert say that it's not a big deal because the people who rely on that water source can pull from the Kern County aquifer that they have access to. Is that really a good option, though, especially given what you were talking about with the Groundwater Protection Act?
You know, that's something you need to talk about to the local water district about. I'm not privy to what their plans are, so I wouldn't be able to discuss that.
And so the team is getting prepared to stick the stake into the ground. Any guesses on the number?
You know, I think the snow water content is going to be very similar to what it was last month, about 13 inches, looking at some of the other snow courses that we've been at in this area. We just got to wait and see, and we're hoping that these storms that are starting to form in the Pacific in the next couple weeks, the first couple weeks of March, actually come to California and bring some of that very needed precipitation.
But climatologists are looking at most likely a dry spring. Is that what I understand?
You know, the forecast all along for winter and spring has been dry, but December outperformed that forecast. So you never know what Mother Nature is going to bring us.
That's right. Well, California Department of Water Resources Information Officer Chris Orrick there at Phillips Station, about ready to do the annual snow survey. Chris, thank you for taking time just before that to join us. We really appreciate it.
Anytime, Randall. Thank you.
And up next, with Super Tuesday just around the corner, we have a county registrar coming in to talk about your vote and Election Day. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station. This is Cap Radio. I'm Randall White. Back in a moment.